Dear Jordan, if you are listening to this book, it means that we got through the sorrowful years, somehow, and that you are old enough to understand all that I'm about to tell you. You are just 10 months old now, but I am writing this for the young man you will be. By then, you will know that your father was a highly decorated soldier who was killed in combat in October 2006 when a bomb exploded beneath his armored vehicle in Iraq. You were 6 months old. You will know that he left a journal for you, more than 200 pages long, which he hand-wrote in neat block letters in that hot, terrifying place. What I want to tell you is how the journal came to be, and what it leaves unsaid about your father and our abiding love. Before he kissed my swollen stomach and left for the war in December 2005, your father, U.S. Army First Sergeant Charles Monroe King, had been preparing for the promise of your new life and for the possible end of his own. Even before he boarded that plane headed for danger, I worried that he'd be killed. So I gave him a journal. I hoped that writing it would be a way for your dad to help guide you through life if he did not make it home to us. He wanted you to know to pick up the check on a date, to have a strong work ethic, and to pay your bills on time. He wanted to tell you how to deal with disappointment, to understand the difference between love and lust, to remember to get on your knees and pray every day. Most of all, he wanted you to know how much he loved us. So late in the night in Iraq, after he had completed dangerous and often deadly missions, your dad returned to the relative calm of his room and wrote to you. His grammar was not perfect, and his handwriting at times suggested that he was tired or rushed. But he put so much thought into the beautiful messages he wrote, things like,
"Be humble about your accomplishments. Work harder than the man next to you. It is all right for boys to cry. Sometimes crying can release a lot of pain and stress. Never be ashamed to cry. It has nothing to do with your manhood."
Your father mailed the journal to me in July 2006, shortly after one of his young soldiers was killed in an explosion eerily similar to the one that would claim his own life. He was so shaken after pulling the young man's body piece by piece out of a bomb tank that he sent the journal to me unfinished. He had more to say, but that would have to wait until he came home on a 2-week leave to meet you, 6 weeks before he died. I read the journal on the day it arrived, with you sleeping next to me, and fell in love with my gentle warrior all over again. He was the most honorable man I've ever known, and the most complex. I do not want to portray your dad as a saint whose example you could never live up to. He was not. He was gentle, benevolent, and loyal. But he could also be moody, stubborn, and withholding. I also want you to understand me, an imperfect woman who deeply loved her man but struggled during our long courtship to accept him as he was. Truth be told, every girl has an image of the man with whom she will walk down the aisle one day, and he was not the groom I had imagined. He was excruciatingly introverted, a procrastinator, and got his news, God forgive him, from television instead of the New York Times, where I have worked as a journalist for more than 11 years. I had a demanding career as a reporter when I met your father, while he was away for months at a time in the wilderness, training young men for battle. A former drill sergeant, he had a strong sense of duty. I learned to live with his ambivalence toward newspapers, but I struggled to understand what motivated the man who had dreamed of your birth but chose to miss it because he believed his soldiers needed him more. He refused to take his leave from Iraq until all 105 of his men had gone home first. Your father was bound to the military not only by a sense of duty, but because it had expanded his world. The soldiers he trained, and trained with, came from coal mining towns in West Virginia, the Bronx in New York City, seaside villages in Puerto Rico. He met former surfers, men who shared his love for the Bible, and women he revered for excelling in a male-dominated institution. He traveled through Europe while stationed in Germany. He practiced his Spanish while working with Cuban refugees at Guantanamo Bay. He wrote in the journal,
"Enlisting in the Army was one of the best decisions I had ever made in my life. God blessed me above all I could imagine. Like anything, you have some challenging days, but when I look back, I have no regrets. The Army even recognized my artistic abilities. I also met a lot of great people. It's been an awesome experience. Thanks, God."